I forced myself to keep walking, although the darkness quickly became so total I had to feel my way along the wire fence with my right hand. I heard distant voices, but they became quieter and less important until the booming sky and the seething rain covered them up. About a minute later, I heard the sound of a car engine. Then that too melted away, and then there was only the restless sky and the endless rain. They had left me. True, that was what I had wanted, but I had also wanted them to plunge after me, regardless of the night and the rain, to demonstrate that I was worth enough to both of them and in the grand scheme of things, not to be left here in this godforsaken place.